So the friend zone, it's so funny because whenever I am about to interview somebody, for some reason, all of my emails coming in that week happen to be about that specific topic. So this week, I decided I was going to interview one of my favorite people, Eric Edgemont, who is a specialist, expert, actually, at breaking out of the friend zone and avoiding the friend zone completely. And of course, as soon as I say we're going to do an interview, I got probably close to 300 emails about being in the friend zone from guys saying, I have this situation. What do? I have this situation. So I've kind of held back on responding to them so that I can send out this MP3 to you to listen to, because I have Eric on the phone right now and he and I are going to talk about the friend zone, why you're in it, what puts you in it, how to avoid it, and how to stop it from ever happening in the future. So, Eric, thank you so much for being on this call with me. This is it's obviously a big issue for a lot of people. So I know that you'll bring some great advice to the table. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So let's dive right into it. I want to talk about why is it happening so much to guys?
Well, okay. For the friend zone issue and generally why it happens, I think the easiest way I can go into this is to start telling you where I came from and the original friend zone experience I had in my life.
Yeah. Sure.
So this was years ago where there was a girl that I knew, and she was a cute girl and she had a lot of sex appeal, like a real sexy girl. And we started out being just friends. At that point, I didn't even see her as somebody that I would date. We just became friends and we would talk a lot. And over time, I started finding myself being more and more attracted to her. And this was a girl that I was calling, you know, we would talk every day. I'd call her every day. We'd see each other. Yeah, we would talk a lot and we would connect a lot on a deep level.
So you were friends.
Yeah, we were friends. But here's the thing about the friend zone. When guys talking about being in the friend zone with a girl, it's not truly friendship with a woman. Like, I have female friends now and it's a true friendship.
Right.
What I had at that time was a friendship. You know, I really was friends with her. I really liked her and respected her. But I also had infatuation with her, and it was unreciprocated infatuation. I had all this attraction towards her, and it's embarrassing for me to say it, but you know, I would fantasize about this girl. I wanted this girl, and that was mixed into this whole friendship thing that we had. Now, at the heart of it, when guys say, well, what lands a guy into a friend zone? It's that she likes you. You know, she might think you're a great guy. She might think you're really nice, that you really care for her. She might think that you're funny or intelligent or talented or whatever it is she thinks about you, but you are not triggering attraction with her.
Exactly.
And right. So,
yeah. Oh, as a woman who's experienced it on the other end. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
And I have to imagine, you know, for a girl in that position, she probably feels bad. You know, I'm sure she picks up on.
Absolutely. Every
right?
guy that ever liked me, oh, I 100% knew. But you just suppress that because you enjoy this company with this guy who will drop anything to hang out with you, do mm-hmm. fun things with you, give mm-hmm. you the attention that feels really nice. And it's nice to be around people who, you know, like you. And you also do enjoy them as a friend.
Yep. And you're emotionally supportive. And the fact of the matter is, friendship, when someone really cares about you, I mean, an actual genuine bond, that is a rare thing just in and of itself. It's not something that a woman or a guy really wants to give up, even if you recognize that this person on the other side has more feelings attached to it than just the friendship.
Well, I love how you just said that, because that is so true.
And in terms of getting out of the friend zone, that's essential too. Instead of fighting things and hating on other guys who are successful or hating on, you know, what it is you perceive it to be at the moment, if you can strategically find a way to embrace it and work with it, you're going to get a lot further.
Exactly. I call that being angry Andy. Like, it's like, like, women are not attracted to angry, bitter men. Being angry towards what she is attracted to is never going to get you anywhere with her, not in her pants or in her heart or in her mind. So if you, exactly what you just said, if you take the flip approach, which is more positive, instead of being angry towards it and try and understand it, or try to see yourself as a more attractive person, that will definitely get you the results you want. I find it so funny. I love when I talk to other people, and I know that you're getting the same emails that I'm getting, probably from the same people, but you know, from other people as well. It's just it's just such a broad spectrum of people who are experiencing the same thing over and over again. So I love that I have you on the phone to talk about this, so people don't have to experience being angry Andy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, I work with women too. And, you know, women have things that frustrate them and, you know, situations that they get caught up in. And I don't, you know, there's no blaming the person for it. It's that's where they are and they're stuck in it, you know. And I bring this up because it's like wherever you as the listener, wherever you as the listener might find yourself, if you have some kind of an emotional block towards the reality of things, you're going to be stuck to really implement a strategy that works. Like, you know, there are things that you can be doing emotionally that feed into you being more and more stuck. You know, if you feed into negativity, it's going to get you further stuck. If you feed into stuff that makes you feel like more of a winner, you're actually going to start generating the types of behaviors and the types of things that come across to women as attractive.
Exactly. Like
a woman's experience of the world, you know, it isn't something that I can quote firsthand. You know, I have to you know, make assumptions here, but I can tell you from a guy's point of view about how he embraces with life. The way ultimately that a guy is going to feel like he's ultimately living the kind of life he wants to be living, and this ties directly into getting out of the friend zone and directly into attracting women. The way that a guy is going to feel like he's living his ultimate life is if he feels like he's a winner at life. When a guy feels like he's a loser at life, then everything is, you know, everything is crap. He doesn't feel like he can succeed with women. He doesn't feel attractive to women. He doesn't feel like he's a worthwhile person. When he feels like he's a winner in the world, he feels like he can attract the women. He feels like he can have the women. And he feels like things are possible for him.
So is that now, what happens with guys in the friend zone, is that they're not – or sorry, I'll let you explain. But is that kind of what's happening to a lot of these guys?
Well, here's what ties in. What can tend to happen, and this is similar to what my personal experience was I was going along. I was rolling along, and I didn't feel like a winner in the world. When I was around her, she made me feel like more of a winner in the world. Having her in my life made me feel like, you know, hey, if I was with this girl, I would be a winner now. And I started chasing that feeling of being a winner and having her as being the means to the end. In other words, if I got with her, if I was able to get out of the friend zone and get with this girl, then I would finally be the winner that I always wanted to be. And I mean, of course I wanted the girl, but
you wanted to win.
I wanted to win. There's something to be said for chasing validation through success with women.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And if you're a guy and you feel like getting a woman or getting several women or getting notches on your belt or succeeding with one girl is going to make you feel better about your life, then you start taking on a whole set of behaviors and a whole set of beliefs that are actually really self-defeating. They end up making you less attractive as a man.
Absolutely.
The big takeaway that can help a guy start unlocking his real attractiveness is you got to realize that getting women and being attractive to women is actually a byproduct of being in touch with living the kind of life that's going to put you into your full male mode. And I call this unlocking your mojo.
I love that.
You know what I mean? You, when a guy is in touch with what makes him feel like a winner in the world, and he starts pursuing that, and he starts moving towards that in his life, he ends up starting a cycle that makes him more and more attractive naturally. It's a byproduct. It's not becoming some kind of pickup artist, you know, who gets notches on his belt and racks up women, and then he's good with women. It's that approach is actually backwards. And, you know, when I tried it, it actually burned me out.
I'm sure.
Right? So that's some kind of philosophically, it sounds backwards.
It sounds completely right. But it's a hard thing to understand unless you go through the other process. So what I'm hearing is that it's like, I forget who made this statement. It's like, you'll have more success with women when you start focusing on you rather than focusing on picking up women. Like, the minute that you stop focusing on picking up women is the second that it becomes easy to pick up women.
Yeah. And to take that a little further, there's a difference between succeeding with women and you could say picking up with women or attracting women, whatever you want to call it. There's a difference between doing that and focusing on your hunger. Because a lot of the reason why I think guys get into wanting to get a product on how to succeed with women better, or even go off the deep end and become a pickup artist,
right.
You know, and I'm not knocking it because, you know, I've been there. I went through all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, the focus is usually the hunger and the starvation towards just getting something working. There's so much frustration
right.
with not getting women and being confused by it and having guys say, well, you know, if you just learn this secret, then you'll have your bedroom packed with women, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But at the center of it all is this tremendous hunger and this tremendous void that you're trying to fill with getting women.
Absolutely. You know,
if you do it like that, you're actually putting a drain into the place where you want to be putting fuel. You want your life to be the fuel, and then you're going to show up strong to women.
Wonderful. You know, so let's figure out how to fuel that towards getting out of the friend zone. Because I really want to cover this topic because I think it's wonderful information that you're providing. But I want, for guys who are in the friend zone, I want them to know that there is a way to end the frustration that they do have, which I like that we talked on. You know, if you're frustrated, nothing's ever going to happen to you. If you start re-looking at the situation that you're in a more positive way of, okay, what can I do to better myself? I think that's a great message. So, but what else, like, why are guys in the friend zone? Like, why do they land themselves there?
Okay. So you've got a guy who, depending on where he is in his life, like where I was I didn't feel like a winner. And, she seemed like a girl that I had a shot with, that I had a good connection with, and that if I ended up with her, my life would be better. I was focused completely on what I wanted to get out of the equation. And in looking at the situation, I didn't want to acknowledge the fact that I wasn't triggering attraction in her. But I did recognize that, you know, here I was there the whole time, and she would move from one jerk to another. So I recognized that something had to happen. And in terms of being in the friend zone and doing things that actually were landing me further in the friend zone, what I learned from Hollywood was, okay, well, if a girl doesn't see you as the guy that she wants to be with, then the solution is that you should, in some grand way, in some dramatic way, confess your feelings to her. Let her know how you feel, you know, and let her know that you're meant to be together and all this crap.
Okay.
So, you know, what I would be doing is, even though she didn't feel this attraction towards me, I kept trying in subtly and then less subtle ways to push the interaction towards her seeing me as this attractive guy. So even though we've got this friendship, there's no base of attraction being triggered there. So every time I pushed further, she would sense what I was trying to do, and she would resist it. She would probably be creeped out by it. You know, because she's just trying to have like a nice friendship with me.
She probably avoided it. She probably started breaking plans more often because she knew it was going to be talked about. I've done it.
Yeah, I mean, what she would do is she would kind of throw out friend reminders. You know, she would talk about how great it was that we were just friends and, you know, that thank God we didn't have any kind of like attraction to each other because, you know, that's where everything gets screwed up. Like, you know, and I'd be thinking in my head like, oh God, this sucks, and I mean, like it was a bad situation. Like I was essentially, The two things that were happening is I wasn't triggering attraction in her to begin with, and I was chasing her. Mm-hmm. They're chasing someone is it stems from neediness, and not every
we
guy.
We all know how sexy neediness is.
Well, right, and exactly, neediness is the killer, man. And women, when they want a guy, women can get needy too. It's a human thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And it stems from us being focused on what we want and not seeing the big picture and chasing them and feeling entitled, you know, that we should get something, even though we're not actually embracing what's actually going to give them what they want.
Yeah. I've experienced that even on my side with men and even with my husband, a certain neediness in terms of sex. I'm younger than him and I have a higher sex drive. And, there was a time
lucky
period.
Him.
No, that's what I would think, lucky him. But it was really upsetting to me because women are told, oh, men want to have sex all the time. And so, you know, when I was starting to put it out there more because my sex drive was up, and he was exhausted and tired and I couldn't see that. I just concentrated on what I wanted. I became needy, very needy for sex. And that was not attractive to him at all. So that was like a 1 month window. And then we talked about it and I understood that more. So this dynamic between needing and not understanding that as a collective, there's two people involved. Just like what you said, it definitely puts a sad story over something that should be quite nice.
When someone is fixated on only getting theirs, on only getting what they want, what can end up happening is this person comes off as having kind of a parasite energy, like they're sucking life out of the other person. And on an unconscious level, this person isn't choosing this, but on an unconscious level, they feel turned off by that. They feel repelled by that. And even if attraction could be there, there's a phrase I like to use: desperation stinks, and it makes every move that's made from a desperate place stink of desperation or stink of neediness. So it can take things that normally would work or normally would feel good to a woman and make them feel creepy or make them feel bad or make them feel like something that turns women off.
Exactly. And is that what happens when guys are in the friend zone, or what happened with you and your friend?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would buy her a gift, ooh, and in the back of my mind, exactly. You feel it just hearing. I'm cringing telling the story.
Yeah, it hurt my stomach when you said that.
Oh. I know, right? It's like I would buy her a gift because, and you know, when you hear that, the reason I was buying her a gift wasn't because I loved her as a friend, because, you know, I wasn't buying all my other just friends gifts. I was buying her gifts because it was like I was thinking, okay, I'm scoring points with her and I'm doing this, so she should give me what I want, you know?
Exactly.
It's a depraved mentality. Well, actually, it's a funny thing. When you set up the game wrong, and this is one of the big flaws in the pickup artist mentality, when you make getting a woman your focus, your core focus, you end up not only dehumanizing the other person, they're basically an object that you're trying to win with, like a game board you're trying to win on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But not only is it that, but you're also a slave to how they respond to you. So it's like you're doing these things, whether you're trying to be cocky and funny and you're telling some cocky and funny joke because you think it's going to win her over, or you're giving her a gift to win her over, or whatever it is, you're sitting there and she can feel the energy of you being like, oh, I hope she likes this. I hope this wins me points. And it just fucking creeps women. Sorry for the language, but
that's okay. Creeps, I swear.
It, Okay, great. I don't know how PG rated.
I don't care how PG rated they are. I care how much I like swearing. So let's hear it.
We can say fuck. All right,
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
So it creeps women out and it turns women on. And I'm not saying this to be critical of guys. Like, it's, believe me, I've been there. And your intentions, your ultimate intentions, are usually good. Like, these are usually good guys who just want to be successful.
Right.
But it all stems back to this needy energy, and it that kills it for guys.
Yeah.
How do you
switch it? So I really want to get back to your story because I want to hear how it ends. But so how did you switch it so that it was suddenly not this needy energy around her when you decided that you liked her and wanted to shower her with gifts that would get you something? How did it switch?
Well, here's a big switch. What is characterized in this energy is chasing the girl and invariably suffocating her with the neediness and the desperation. The right paradigm, actually I'm not going to say right, but the paradigm that has worked incredibly successfully for me and for my students has been being able to recognize that you are a prize that she can be drawn to, that you are a man that when you're activating the things within yourself that are going to attract her and trigger attraction in her, you are an object of desire that she can come towards. Now, that's not to say that she's not a prize too. It's not to say that you're standing back as some King Tut, you know, and she should be magnetized to your male energy and all this bullshit. But I am saying is a lot of the time guys don't recognize the fact that they have something to offer because how to attract women seems invisible to them. They don't understand that there's all sorts of things that they can be doing and bringing out within themselves that are going to attract women. So they never give women the space to come to them. They never tap into themselves and, you know, stand back and let her reach for them or let her miss him a little bit, you know, when he's away.
Exactly. I like how you're saying that. So what I'm hearing is because a lot of guys that I work with as well, I'm sure you have the same thing, that they're afraid that if they disappear for a moment, that suddenly some other guy is going to swoop in and suddenly they'll create the attraction that they've been working on for so long, or they think that they've been working on for so long, and suddenly they've lost this girl. So they try to spend every moment with her, make her think about them constantly by texting or buying gifts, when in fact the opposite serves them better.
Yep. Well, it's very clear what men like in terms of attraction. Like, men and women have their porn. You know what I mean? Men have porn and everyone knows what that is. But women have 50 Shades of Grey now. Like, you know,
I just started reading it. It's actually really good. Well, I don't know. I'm not at any of the sex parts yet, but it's good.
This is what I've heard. It's very popular. But I mean, on the grand scheme of things, women have been reading romance novels for hundreds of years. And there's something to learn from that. Women are incredibly turned on by the way that a guy hits her mind and makes her imagine things and makes her paint a scenario in her head. When you give women enough space to actually think about you and fantasize about you and experience you in her mind and put you in different scenarios in her mind, that's a huge area where a woman can become a lot more attracted to you. And all you're doing is giving her the space to do that. There's no work on your part.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you need to start the ball rolling down that lane. You know, she needs to initially feel that attraction to you. But a lot of the stuff that's been said about attracting women isn't actually about creating core attraction. It's about amplifying the attraction. Mm-hmm. So guys go out and they try this, and even though they've never activated any core attraction in the woman, they're trying to do all this stuff that's meant to amplify the attraction. They're missing that foundational piece. So back to switching the place where he's at. So it's about adopting a different mindset that you're no longer going to be chasing women, that you're going to recognize that you are a prize that she's going to reach for and feel attraction towards. One thing that I said to women, or not to women, to guys, to illustrate this point is you can either disagree with me and shut down my entire point, or you can agree with me and then, you know, then it'll be validated to the male world. But The way that I've explained it to guys is it's far sexier to a girl to wonder if a man's attracted to her than to know beyond a shadow of doubt that she can have that guy at the drop of a hat.
No, absolutely.
Okay, good. I feel validated.
You're so validated. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's so funny because, like, when I grew up, I had a ton of guy friends. And at a certain point, I knew that all of them kind of wanted to be with me. And the moments when they started getting other girlfriends or I felt that they, that I wasn't sure anymore, that's when I was woken up, you know, where I'm like, oh, okay, well, I could lose this person. And I'm not sure what it is, if that's just a selfish thing within me where, you know, I want that person to want me or whatever it is. But that was the initial spark of attraction, that attraction could be there. And had they let it down, like what you're saying, the path of attraction after that attraction is there, it could have become more. But yep. When I did get them back, it just became exactly how it was before. So that there didn't need to be anything else discussed.
See, that's a very powerful thing you just shared there. Because to a lot of guys and to me for a while, it was just a total mystery as to what attracted women. Just I knew that women were somehow attracted during certain instances, but I had no idea how it was happening.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really powerful thing that you just shared. So that's awesome. I'll quickly take you through how I took it from the place that I was to getting out of the friend zone, getting real attraction. You know, if you're a guy in the friend zone and you're deep in it, I can tell you this, and even with my course, I'll tell guys this, and they won't necessarily want to believe it at first. And sometimes they have to tell the guy, listen, dude, the course is exactly meant for you. It's exactly meant for where you are right now. But I want you to go through it again, and I want you to take notes, and I want you to accept what I'm saying. Sometimes they just need to hear that. You know, what it is I'm saying is, yes, I'm talking to you. This really is what you got to do. So they'll tell me how deep in they are and how much they've done already. They've invested so much of themselves. So when I tell them, and this is the first part of it, when I tell them that you really have to shut the thing down, you got to shut down this whole friendship / infatuation that you've got and just accept being friends and cool it for a while. A lot of guys have a lot of trouble with that. You know, it's something that they don't initially want to do because, like you said, they feel like if they walk away or if they leave any second to breathe, another guy is going to snatch her up and the chance is going to be gone. But that is the first part. They got to cool it and they got to, I like to call it kill the dream, because the dream is actually what's making their whole situation a nightmare right now. The fantasy that they're feeding in their head is killing them. So you got to kill that dream. And I go through great, you know, depth and explanation of what that looks like and how to do it and how to do it in a way where the guy isn't, you know, being cruel to the woman or just disappearing or doing anything crappy,
right.
You know, but at that point, the guy can go out and he can start doing the things to build up his attractiveness. And when he's had that weight of having the dream removed from him, then he can start building it up. Then he can start doing things that are going to make him more attractive. And I very much encourage the guy doing whatever he can to start expanding his circle of possible women he could date. And you made a huge point about, you know, how you started recognizing these guys as being attractive after they started dating other women, that actually triggered something in you. And you started to see, those guys in a different light. And I'm not expressing that as like a manipulation tactic, like, oh, date another girl and she'll be into you and then you can have her. But what I am saying is that in terms of ultimately getting to the place where you're out of the friend zone and she sees you as an attractive guy, that's a step where you start going out and you start getting different options. Because what it's going to do is it's going to lower the stakes of the game. You're no longer going to be
fixated.
Exactly. You're no longer going to be fixated on this girl. It's not going to be like she's the one goddess that if you get her, your dreams come true. And if you don't, then the rest of your life is a living hell, you know? And eventually, and I'm cramming, you know, 8 hours of a course down into like 2 minutes. But
Well, because the course obviously is how to do all these things in here.
Yes.
You know? So yeah. So just the key points. It's wonderful.
Right. So after all said and done, after he's gotten himself into a better mind state and into a place where he's unlocking his attractiveness and he can see it in the world, he's got a handle on his attractiveness, then he can come back into the friendship and reestablish things in a way where the frame is different. And then he can start doing the things that are going to amplify his attraction to the woman, and she's going to start feeling it and responding to it. She will actually welcome these things. Because, I mean, if you think about it, if a girl's attracted to a guy and he happens to be her best friend too, that's an amazing relationship right there.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome thing. It's the fact that she doesn't feel that attraction yet that makes it bad for both parties. You know, that's the tough thing.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just crammed a synopsis course.
No, I love it. I think that's amazing. That's great. Cool. And it, like, I hope that guys are understanding. Sorry that they're doing construction next door, so it's super loud with a chainsaw in my ear. But I hope they understand that what you're saying is that you can remove yourself, and basically you can spread out the amount of time that you spend with this woman, but you have to reframe the way that you are seeing the interaction, so that there's two Erics or there's two Todds or two Brians, whatever it is. And there's like the friendship needy guy, and you take a step back and remember, okay, I have to respect myself first, and that I am an attractive person of value. And you have to walk back in as that guy and lead all of your interactions from that perspective rather than from the, you know, annoying guy who buys a woman gifts, which she will never be attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
I love it. No, it is sadly, but at the same time, it's sad for the person who's doing those things as well. Because yes, as nice as it is to give gifts to a woman and be there for her, it's horrible to treat yourself that way and to belittle yourself to somebody's, you know, you're at their beck and call. And I know that feels horrible in the moment, you know, because I've been a person who's been stuck in the friend zone with another, with a guy. It feels horrible from that perspective. And it feels horrible on the receiving end as well, because you both kind of know what's going on. It's the big elephant in the room that you don't really want anything to be said, because it'll screw things up. And that's always the huge fear. So I'm glad that we had this call. I've actually never done an interview specifically on the friend zone. And I love hearing that you have, I always like hearing when people have similar points of view to myself, but you definitely have added a different angle, which I like, which is that you can actually save that situation rather than just simply walking away from it. And typically I say, you know, what you had said before, like to announce it and as a leader, position yourself and say, this is what I want. And then if not, you got to separate yourself a bit. And then, but I like that you're saying to go back into the, not calling it a friendship because that's not what it is, but you go back into a situation with that same woman, but with a new perspective. And I think that's a great message for anybody who's listening. And I hope that you understand that. And I also hope that you go check out Eric's program. I have a link underneath. I'm not sure what they would get when they click that link, either a video or something with further instruction. But I think that this sounds like a good model. And you said it was 8 hours of information that basically gives you the how-to step-by-step of how to handle the situation so that you will get what you want from this woman or possibly from the next woman that you do meet that you could end up in this situation with.
Yeah, let me give you a quick synopsis of what they'll get. The link is going to bring you to a video where I give away 8 tips on how to get out of the friend zone and how you can move yourself out. So it's more stuff. It's good free content. The way that the message is framed, the way that this this video frames it is how to. And you got to forgive me because, you know, the reality of being a dating coach is that there's a side of being the dating coach that wants to get the guys to really get the results they've always wanted in their real life and all that kind of stuff. And then there's the marketing side.
Right.
And the marketing of the thing is how to nail that girl who says she just wants to be friends, but you know, but doesn't see you that way and ever think it's her idea. And I want to expand on that a little bit because, you know, talking to me now, you can hear that I'm not the dude who's out to just nail that girl and, you know, have her it's her idea. You know, it's not my, that's not my angle, but when it comes to getting the message across, a lot of the times, you know, there is a lot of frustration here and guys have, you know, let's be honest. I mean, as a guy, you've thought about it. So I want to make it very clear that, you know, with a course like this, this is going to generate real attraction and a measurable result. So, you know, it's a little bit of a, it's a message that could be taken offensively if you don't have the frame around it.
I think anybody who's listening to this is smart enough to see through that. So do not worry about that at all. Like, I hear how authentic you are. And don't also try to play it up because I'm a girl, so. But don't worry. But honestly, you've heard from this call. Eric is amazing and genuine, but also a confident and assertive man who, you know, I know from my experience with him, he gets the women that he wants and not as friends. So he's somebody to definitely learn from specifically about this topic, as it's obviously something that, you know, you've been working on for a long time and really focused on. So if you guys, you know, if you want to go check out that material, use the link below, watch the video, get the free content, learn the 8 tips. And yeah, hopefully, after looking at this information and hearing this MP3, you will no longer have to deal with the issue of the friend zone again. And maybe from the other side with women, you know, falling into the friend zone with you because you have so many women all over you. But for you falling into this position where you are needing a woman, I guarantee that it will never happen again for you. So Eric, thank you so much for doing this call.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciated talking to you and it was fun.
Wonderful.